The thing about the broligarchs, and this is even different from oligarchs.
Stop. Stop. Okay. If that's not trademarked. Broligarch. Nice.
So we've had oligarchs in the past in America. We've had Carnegies and we've had Rockefellers. But aside from making sure they didn't get regulated or taxed too much, they kind of stuck to their own business. They just wanted to get rich. But the broligarchs really have an explicit political agenda, and it is essentially anti-democratic and almost monarchical.
So you see them more as like they're in the king's court, and the world has been returned to the more natural order of noblesse oblige or something along those lines.
Well, they're going for noblesse without the oblige. They want all the privileges and none of the obligations.
In terms of charitable funding?
Philanthropy, any sense of social norms constraining them. I mean, what they're all about is nothing can constrain me. I mean, look what happened when the EU tried to impose its own laws on Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. J.D. Vance, not even the vice president yet, rolls up on the EU and says, you leave our boy alone or we're going to pull out of NATO.
Wait, that's what he said? You made this sound very Crips versus Bloods.
Well, there is...
J.D. Vance rolled up on the EU? He just got out of his Benz and went inside and was like,
imagine
listen to
it.
Me.
With the eyeliner and everything.
Right.